I am Plant on the Line in Vancouver, British Columbia at thecommentary.ca. A great thing to do over the holidays is to check out the show at the Gateway Theatre. Their latest production, starting tomorrow night in previews, is Joseph in the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. Barbara Tomasik is the production's director. She joins me now to preview the show and talk about the musical that, for a lot of us, was the first theatrical experience one had as an audience member. For me, it was a touring production starring Donny Osmond in the early 1990s. I'll ask Barbara about the show, the themes therein, dreaming, the cast, and the music by Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice. Barbara Tomasik is a graduate of the University of British Columbia. Her directing credits include Music Man, Crazy for You, The Wizard of Oz, All at the Gateway. She's also directed productions of Mamma Mia, Footloose, Grease, Girl in the Goldfish Bowl, and Little One. The website for tickets is at gatewaytheater.com. Please welcome to the Plant Online program, Barbara Tomasik. Ms. Tomasik, good morning.
Good morning. Hello.
Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So you've worked with Gateway before, right?
I have. I have a long history with the Gateway and a lovely one, both as an actor and as a director. And I'm currently the producer there as well. But my history goes way back to 2003, where I played Maria in The Sound of Music.
I see. Yeah, and what is it like for you to both perform and then now direct? I mean, was that a natural progression, say?
Ah, that's a great question. I think for some people it is a natural progression. I think for me it's always been, even when I was in theater school, it was something that I was really curious about, exploring, you know, sort of theater and stories from the other side of the table. I still have such a love for both, but it's not always an easy transition. I think mostly I found that, you know, as an actor, it's just a different perspective. You're sort of inside the play from a different perspective. But then for me, stepping into directing, I really had to explore my leadership skills. That's where the transition was.
So being a performer obviously informs being being a director or a producer, and I'm sure vice versa.
Totally. I don't know if I could be the director that I am without having been on stage. It definitely informs, you know, I really understand the actor's journey and sort of what they come up against as well, both in skills and just it's a challenging job being an actor. You know, so it's nice to have someone on the other side of the table who understands that journey and is able to sort of speak that language.
Right. Mm-hmm. So the current show, the current production is Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. I was telling you before we started, it's the first, I guess, the first musical, certainly, I don't know if it's the first play I ever saw as growing up. And for a lot of people, I mean, you found that's the same experience, right?
Yeah, so many people have been impacted by this show. I think every time I mention it, somebody says, oh, I saw that. So many people saw the production you were talking about with Donny Osmond when he came here. And I think so many people were affected by it, too, because they were bringing in choirs from the community. So people have that perspective, too. Some people I've spoken with were like, oh, I was in the choir. But the show's been done in elementary schools, in churches, in professional theaters, in high schools. It's a very, very well-loved show.
And it's for everyone, isn't it?
It is for everyone. It really tells a story for everyone, and the lyrics are sometimes a little bit cheeky, you know, it sort of has that feeling of, like, as an adult, you might hear something different than what a child would hear, but the message is for everybody, for sure, and the music.
So it's been more than 25 years since I've seen it.
And wow.
So I can't remember now. I mean, it's biblical, isn't it?
It is biblical. It's based on the story of Joseph. Joseph and his coat of many colors. And it's based on that loosely. I mean, it tells a long Bible story in about an hour and a half with music. So Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice really, you know, took liberties with that story, and they moved through some parts more quickly than others. But overall, the message is the same. And the story is the same about a son who was sort of the favored son who... Is given away, sold by his brothers, and he has a gift, this young man, who he can predict dreams and interpret dreams, and so.
So there are many things to unpack there, but just in terms of this production. There has been a bit of an adaptation. Would you tell us about that?
Yeah, I'd love to. The story is traditionally set in Egypt, mm-hmm. and it still is in Egypt, but a lot of people do it in the sense with it where they do the traditional set with pyramids and that sort of style. And we've decided to set it in more of a dream world. So if you've seen the Donny Osmond movie, there is a perspective that we are seeing it through the eyes of a child. And that's what our story is doing. So the narrator basically pulls a young man into his own dreams in order to encourage him and inspire him to follow his own dreams. So the story takes place, and it sounds very vague, but it's in a dream world. So it requires the audience to use a little bit more imagination, but there is a little boy who is sort of watching the story with the narrator throughout, and we get to see his understanding of the moral and also the joy of the journey. So it's been really beautiful. Our little boy playing this part is, his name is Timothy Liu, and it's his very first show.
Uh-huh.
And so it's been really beautiful to watch even that experience. It really lends itself to the show itself. Like the fact that Timothy's never been in a professional show before, and he's getting to watch, and he has dreams of being a performer.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's kind of parallel. It's like life is paralleling.
Yeah.
Life is art, you know, in that
right,
sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think people will still see, the story isn't changed in any way.
Yeah. So your Joseph is Oliver Castillo, is that how you
That's
pronounce
right.
it?
Yeah, Oliver Castillo. Yeah.
And it's a big cast, I noticed, looking at the list here of...
Yeah. 21, I believe we have. 21.
Yeah, and it's a diverse cast too, isn't it?
It is, yes. It is a diverse cast. It's something that, for me as a director, is really important that people, especially, you know, we're doing a show in Richmond, that people see the community that they live in reflected on the stage. I feel like that's our purpose and one of our jobs as artists, you know.
So Joseph has this coat of many colors.
Mm-hmm.
And you spoke a moment ago about dreaming and what that involves in terms of how he looks at life, say.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
When you look at the themes around the show and this character and what he represents, I mean, that story is obviously timeless and universal.
It is, yeah.
It seems timely in a way, that it's a story that we need now.
I think so. I think people need inspiration and encouragement right now. I think we are definitely living in some tumultuous and changing times. And it is a story of hope. You know, I mean, the character of Joseph does go through a lot of trials and tribulations. And one of the things that Oliver and I have spoken a lot about that journey and with the rest of the cast is the hope, you know, and how it takes, you know, dreams in order to believe in something. And that helps you get through the difficult times, you know. And sometimes, you know, sometimes it's not enough, but I think sometimes it just takes a glimmer of light, really, to kind of get us through those times. And, you know, musicals have a powerful effect on people, I think, because they bypass a lot of the thinking, and they just allow you to sit back and be washed over with these songs and sound. And
uh-huh.
I think we need that, too. I think there's somewhere where, you know, we all watch Netflix and we love it. So I'll speak for myself. But it's nice to be transported into a world that's a little bit more, I would say, colorful and otherworldly.
Yeah.
You know, it heightens our experience a little bit, and I think that in itself is beautiful. And beautiful about this story, it's unabashedly campy and fun and joyful, and I think that is good for us in our society.
It's a perfect time of year. Perfect time of year as well, with the holidays of the sort, right?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
I was reading the director's notes that you wrote, mm-hmm. and the idea of dreaming, I mean, as you write, it gets a bad rap in our culture, because it seems that we're wasting our time, say, rather than, you know, bucking down and facing reality, if you will.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're having conversations with members of the cast, because some of them are, as you've alluded to already, young.
Yeah.
We must never lose sight of that, right?
No, we mustn't. And I think as artists, but also as just individuals, I think, you know, it's really important to continuously look for things to inspire us. And I think for these young artists, you know, some of them are just starting out, and, you know, it is a pressure and it isn't an easy career to embark on. And I think sometimes we get messages that are, you know, if you, you know, it, everything sometimes when you look at, you know, social media or, you know, the news or, you know, all of those things, it seems like sometimes people achieve their dreams out of nowhere, you know.
Yeah.
It's like suddenly somebody's famous.
An overnight thing, right?
Exactly, yeah. And I think that that isn't the reality for most people, you know, who, it doesn't matter whether they're an artist or whether they're, you know, a teacher or whatever they dream of in their life, it rarely comes without some work and sacrifice and a great deal of dedication and discipline. And there's joy in that, but I think that's something that, you know, these artists learn in their training and in this experience. But I think that is something that for me, as an educator and as a director, I've always been like, you know, it takes work. They work extremely hard in the room. We rehearse 6 days a week, you know, and so I think there's that sense of reality to achieving your dreams that is really important. You know?
Sense of urgency as well.
Absolutely.
I was just thinking, you know, you work as a performer, you work as a director, and in this production, you're obviously working as a director, and you're working towards, say, opening night, and mounting a show for a run like this will go on for. Is there a sense as you're all working together? I mean, do you talk about these things with the cast about how? A show like this, especially Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, might be the first show for someone, and what impact that might have on, say, a young person seeing this for the first time, being in the theater for the first time. And I mean, do those sort of things run through your head, say?
Absolutely. I mean, it is something we talk about. We spoke about it just the other day in rehearsal about how, you know, our responsibility is to reach out to one person. If there might be one person in the audience that needs to hear this story tonight, you know, and that there is a responsibility in that. And those kinds of conversations come up often, and specifically in this type of show, you know. Musical theater gets a little bit of a, I would say, a bad rap in the theater world sometimes.
Sure.
Too commercial or... You know, and so it's, I do, and I'm a great lover of musical theater, and I think it's a really important genre in the arts. And so I often talk about that with my students and also within the rehearsal hall, which is, you know, it is your responsibility to reach out to that one person that needs to hear this story and that you do have an impact, you know, because sometimes as artists, you don't feel like, I'll speak for myself, sometimes I don't feel that what I'm doing is important enough, you know, and then I hear that exactly what you said about seeing Joseph for the first time. And I think of the moments in my life when I've been in a theater and I've been impacted by something that I wasn't expecting to be affected by, you know, a show or a musical or a piece or painting or whatever it is,
yeah.
You know, so we do have those discussions. And I think it is important to remind, especially young artists, but every artist, we forget that sometimes in the pursuit of what we do, you know, that it has an effect. And that every moment, even in the rehearsal hall,
yeah.
You know, there are moments where I know we found in this process, you know, especially having Timothy in the room and having somebody who is so young and so new and so in awe, I can see the older performers watch him and how much joy is brought to him and how that affects them and their process. And I think that's really beautiful, and that will have an impact on him for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
You know, he'll never forget that experience, so... Yeah.
And after Joseph, what's next for you?
I am actually going, I'm at the Gateway as a producer until February right now.
Uh-huh.
And then I'm actually going on to direct Kinky Boots at the Arts Club at the Stanley in the spring.
Yeah, see, this is an interesting trajectory is not the right word, but I mean, here's a show. I was just reading up on Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat that Rice and Weber, I guess, started work on it 50 years ago.
Yes.
Such an enduring show.
It is.
And then Kinky Boots is a more, I guess the musical itself is a newer one.
It is. It's about 6 or 7 years
old. Yeah.
Yeah.
You're seeing, really, the just how rich this genre is, isn't it?
Totally. And there's a legacy. You know, a lot of people, I mean, Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice are, they have contributed to the genre so much. And I would say that, you know, almost every musical theater writer would say, like, of course I was affected by that.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, and yeah, Kinky Boots is a completely different story. But again, it's about hope and love and acceptance. It's just, it's, you know, it has a similar theme. So it's nice too. It's nice. It's a privilege to tell those kinds of stories.
Yeah. It's been a pleasure speaking with you, and I was going to say all the best, but I should say really break a leg, shouldn't I?
Thank you. It's been a pleasure speaking with you as well. Yeah, very much so. I hope you can see the show.
Indeed.
The website for more is at gatewaytheater.com. That's where you can get tickets for Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. It runs at the Gateway Theater the 12th of December through to the 31st. It's director Barbara Tomasik. Join me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Planta.